A Jewish Journal article. Will Rabbi's statement spark a moment of reckoning for the Jewish community? The past nearly 2 years have left indelible marks on the soul of America. We have become increasingly divided on every issue imaginable. Whether it's how best to address racial injustice, how to understand the delicate nuances of gender and sexuality, whether to establish COVID-19 mandates, or which voices we can trust when it comes to vaccines and the pandemic, our rhetoric has become explosive and alienating almost without exception. We wear our outrage and anger more prominently than our compassion and understanding, which have become little more than remnants of a time barely recalled. Battle lines are drawn on every front, and we've stopped both listening and talking to one another. With societal cracks and fissures more apparent than ever, we've ceased to be a community in the truest sense of the word. It's a painfully accurate description of the American landscape, even as we begin a new year full of prospect and possibility. One would hope that the Jewish community would not emulate this cultural phenomenon, but be a staunch corrective to it. Jews, after all, have long been in the business of spirited argument, whether in rabbinic and theological or social and political contexts. Indeed, it's become almost cliché to reference the Jewish tradition of questioning and the historical impulse to debate for the sake of debate, or the sake of heaven, as it were, as a hallmark of our culture. Why? Because in a time when the nature of our personal viewpoints and opinions has become a litmus test for belonging in spaces that value social justice, debate is a much too dangerous a pastime. We behave, instead, as if one differing opinion will bring the whole house crumbling down. Are we truly so weak and brittle? Are our structures really so unsound? An idea that used to bind us together, the importance of differing opinions and the sanctity of debating those viewpoints, has now become the weak link in a long history of Jewish tradition, worthy of dismissal at least and rejection at most. In the next few pages, you will read a statement by 18 rabbis addressing these concerns. These rabbinic leaders, along with the over 200 other rabbis who added their names in support, are concerned about the current ideological environment and the increasingly censorious culture in many American institutions, including in many Jewish communal organizations and places of higher learning. The statement expresses the growing concern that some in our organizations and congregations feel stifled by the shrinking space of permissible discourse and retreat into silence, and that stifling speech makes it difficult, if not impossible, for society to formulate good policy, promote sound science, and resolve social tensions. Rabbi Amy Walk, one of the original signatories, was immediately drawn to the conversation, because it's exactly the Torah she has always preached. But for Walk, it is also deeply personal. She says, "I have felt shut down and marginalized in many Jewish spaces because I am a person who seeks multiple truths. As soon as someone presents one perspective, I wonder what critics will say. No matter what the issue, I have my doubts and I ask questions. And I have noticed that my questions and doubts are not always welcomed, which causes me both to question myself and those who are not welcoming." The rabbi's statement is, for Walk, very much about reminding our community about the importance of tolerance and deep questioning as well as doubting and wondering. Like many of the rabbis who signed on to the statement, Walk's congregation is in the political center, and includes Republicans and Democrats, as well as supporters of both J Street and IPEC. We have those who express their concern for racial justice by supporting BLM and others who care about racial justice issues but are unwilling to align themselves with the BLM movement. In a truly Jewish communal space, all of these voices would be given room to speak, space to breathe. But we know that is less and less the case. The fault lines grow deeper, and meaningful dialogue and discourse sometimes feel more like a fond or fleeting memory. Our discourse is not simply divided, it is under a full-fledged attack. Rabbi David Wolpe, another original signatory, says, "In fact, coming from a tradition that prizes honest and respectful controversy, I have been alarmed by the throttling of discourse. We should be strong enough to hear views we disagree with and even object to. Respect doesn't demand agreement." While the statement has resonated with many rabbis across the U.S. and Canada, it has not escaped criticism, some of which materialized on social media sites like Twitter. According to David Bernstein of the Jewish Institute for Liberal Values, the harshest and most concerning criticism comes from progressive rabbis from the liberal movements. It's shocking, and indicative of the problem the rabbis who released the statement are working to address. Some of the signatories have been called racists and transphobes by their colleagues for signing on to this letter. Bernstein continues, the denominational leaders, who have often played a role in fostering a commitment to a single ideological stance among rabbis and congregations on these racial justice issues, now have to ask themselves, what can they do to ensure that some rabbis aren't engaging in Sanat Chinam and creating congregations completely disrespectful of divergent perspectives? I hope that they recognize it's also time for a different type of reckoning. In a cultural moment in which calls to reckoning are now an almost everyday occurrence, one wonders what a reckoning within the Jewish community might look like. Is this rabbi's statement the beginning of such a reckoning? As Rabbi Jeffrey Salkin says, we need a robust conversation about public policy and Jewish affairs, one that seeks to listen and to learn, one that rejects demonization, one that, in the words of the Talmud, prompts us to build a heart with many rooms. There is too much heat. We need more light. Indeed, we need more light. Statement from Committee of Concerned Rabbis, December 7, 2021. Dear friends, we, the undersigned rabbis in the US and Canada, are concerned about the current ideological environment and the increasingly censorious culture in many American institutions, including in many Jewish communal organizations and places of higher learning. One of our roles as rabbis is to foster inclusive communities that welcome people of varied cultural backgrounds, stations in life, and ideological perspectives. While becoming more inviting of culturally diverse Jews, our institutions often fall short in welcoming Jews with varied viewpoints. Some in our organizations and congregations feel stifled by the shrinking space of permissible discourse and retreat into silence. Surveys show Americans self-censoring at record levels. Jewish organizations and synagogues are called to create a culture that welcomes a wide range of views. Indeed, it's crucial that we stand against Sanat Chinam, baseless hatred, over differences in political viewpoint, which makes it uncomfortable for many to participate in congregational and organizational life, at a time when Jewish communal organizations are already facing significant difficulty in attracting Jews. We all need space to be tentative, to be wrong and change our minds, to wonder, to explore. Increasingly, the crowding out of unpopular opinions impinges upon society's ability to address problems. The culture of disputation and debate in the Jewish world, argument for the sake of heaven, has been a hallmark of Jewish life and key to creative Jewish survival. Constricting conversation on social issues, including sensitive topics such as race and gender identity, makes it difficult, if not impossible, for society to formulate good policy, promote sound science, and resolve social tensions. Shema, listen, is our watchword. Learning to listen to one another is the foundation of our polity. The Jewish tradition advances the ideals of civil debate alongside an enduring commitment to pursuing goodness and justice. We honor open but respectful conversation, based on the highest ethical values of our tradition. The ascendancy of an ideology that in its most simplistic form sees the world solely in binary terms of oppressed versus oppressor, and categorizes individuals into monolithic group identities, is a familiar and frightening development for the Jewish people. In its contemporary form, Jews are stereotyped as privileged and Israel is marked as the oppressor, fueling the newest iteration of anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism. Recent examples of this phenomenon abound. In the days ahead, rabbis and other Jewish leaders must articulate the dangers of this brand of anti-Semitism to the Jewish community and the larger society. Original signatories: Emily Barden, Rabbi, Tifereth Israel Synagogue, Des Moines, Iowa. Daniel Bauskila, Rabbi, Sephardic Educational Center and Westwood Village Synagogue, Los Angeles, California. Mark Cohn, Rabbi, Temple Emmanuel, Winston-Salem, NC. Joseph Edelheit, Rabbi, Emeritus Professor, St. Cloud State University, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Matthew Guertz, Rabbi, Congregation B'nai Jeshurun, Short Hills, NJ. Jonathan Greenberg, Rabbi, Northbrook. Il. David Ingber, Founder and Senior Rabbi, Romamu. Deborah Newman Kamin, Rabbi, Am Yisrael Congregation, Northfield. Il. David Kaufman, Rabbi John Moskowitz, Rabbi, Holy Blossom Temple, Toronto. On, Canada. Scott Rowland, Rabbi, Beechwood. O. Jeffrey Salkin, Rabbi, Temple Israel, West Palm Beach. F.L. Hal Shevitz, Rabbi, Congregation Or Added, Henrico. V.A. Rona Shapiro, Rabbi, Congregation B'nai Jacob, Woodbridge. C.T. Amy Walk, Rabbi, Temple Beth El, Springfield, Massachusetts. Stuart Weinblatt, Rabbi, Congregation B'nai Zedek, Potomac. M.D. Allison Wissett, Rabbi, Cantor, Temple Judea, Tazana. C.A. David Wolpe, Rabbi, Sinai Temple, Los Angeles, California. Organizational endorsements: Hadassah, the Women's Zionist Organization of America, stand with us.